What day is it? It's Monday. That means it's time to answer your questions about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets Mailbox Monday episode. Before we get to today's question, I want you to know that if you have a question that you would like to have answered, you can check out the link in the description. It goes to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. And that's where you submit your question to potentially have it answered in an upcoming episode. So today's question is from Sean, and he wants to know about the three regular habits that every copywriter must develop. And he says, what are the three musts to do to sharpen the saw to become a better copywriter? What are the three musts to do to sharpen the saw to become a better copywriter? And that's what we will be covering in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so there are three big things that you need to do as a copywriter if you want to continually grow to become better, to, as Sean said, sharpen the saw. And this really applies like whether you are brand new to copywriting or whether you've been at it for a long time and you're just looking to continue to develop your skills and your competitive advantages. The number one thing is to write all the time. Write all the time. You need to be constantly putting out messages. You need to be constantly putting together marketing messages. The more that you write, the better you're going to get. The more we practice any skill, the better we get at it. And yes, it should be intentional practice, right? But in order to grow, you need to practice. And so I know that a lot of people get into copywriting for the lifestyle. A lot of people get into writing for the lifestyle. Oh, I'm this writer. I'm this free spirit. It's, you know, the classic writer images of coffee, cigarettes, and whiskey, right? Like hanging out in a smoky bar or a smoky coffee shop and just writing away, except for it's not really writing away. It's like the lifestyle that most people talk about with writers. They're like sitting back in their chair and they're having a conversation as the cigarette is hanging out of their... That's not a writer. That's like somebody who hangs out in a coffee shop or a bar, right? For copywriting, sometimes the image that's used to sell copywriting is margaritas on the beach, right? Just sitting back on the beach with my laptop lifestyle, right? That's what I'm doing. But the reality is most good copywriters, most great copywriters that I know, they either work in a home office or an office building, and they are writing. They're consistently writing. They're at least spending a significant portion of every day, maybe 3 or 4 hours, writing, putting out, putting together messages, doing the process, doing the act of writing. And if you want to be a professional writer, if you want to be a professional copywriter, you have to write. You have to write copy. You have to write all the time. And I'm sorry, there's like no way around this. The way that you succeed as a copywriter is to write. And if you want to sharpen the saw, you write, period. Okay, that's number one. And if you're not doing that, none of the rest of this stuff matters. Number two is to study what works. Now, there's a few different ways to come at this, but all of it adds up to studying what works. The first place, and what I consider to be the most valuable way to study what works, is to put that writing, all that writing that you're doing, out into the market and see what response you get, to study your results. Because there will always be so much more power in the lessons that you learn from trying things yourself, whether you succeed or fail. The lessons that you learn through direct experience are so much more powerful than any lesson that anybody could ever teach you or that you could ever gain through studying. So you put things out in the marketplace. You say what worked and what didn't, right? Some things are going to work, some things aren't. And that's completely normal. Even people who've been at this for decades don't always knock it out of the park. So you put things out. This worked or it didn't work. This worked, it didn't work, whatever. And then you ask why. Why did this one work? Why did this one not work? What can I learn from why that one worked? What can I learn from why that one didn't work? And importantly, how could I improve? How could I take something that worked well and make it work better? How could I take something that didn't work and turn it into a winner? Right? How can I improve on the things that I've done? And there's that saying, right, that hindsight is 20/20. Oftentimes, as soon as we put something out and we learn that it didn't work, we're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did it that way. There's clearly this better alternative. And so you try that, you test that, you see how well that works, right? And that's what it is to learn from your results. And that's part of why that is so valuable. And that's part of why, like, even as much as, like, so much of my, what I do here through Breakthrough Marketing Secrets and BTMS Insiders, whether it's the free content I put out or the paid training that I offer, all of that is not worth anything unless you're out there implementing what you learn as well, right? And so go out there, figure out what results you can get with your copywriting and learn from that. And then you start looping in others. You start looping in learning from others. One way to learn from other people about what works is what you buy from. In that moment, you say, ooh, okay, I just decided to spend money with this person. I just decided to respond to this offer. What can I learn from that? How did they present it? What's the structure of their campaign, their sales message, whatever? How can I learn from this offer? Right? How can I learn from this marketing that just worked on me? That is a great place. That is a great place to learn marketing and copywriting skills. Also, just anything that you see out in the wild, especially if you're seeing it repeatedly, typically, especially online, advertising that is repeated and it gets broad distribution that you see a lot is probably working because so much online is measured that most of the time, advertisers are not investing a lot of money in online advertising unless it's working. So something that you see in the wild over and over again is typically going to be effective. You're not going to get the whole picture from anything that you're observing from the outside. You're only going to get the whole picture from observing from the inside. But you can learn a little bit about what works from what you see repeated often. And then importantly, training. A lot of times the best way to actually figure out what's working from other people or for other people is when a marketer is actually able to step back and say, well, this is what I did and here's how it worked and here's what I learned from it, etc. And so it is like I've always valued some level of training in my copywriting and marketing education, learning from people who are out there doing it in different markets or different contexts, different businesses, and saying, okay, if that's what works for them, how can I apply that to what I'm doing? And so studying what works from others is great. And then the third thing that I would say, you know, that third way to sharpen the saw. So we had write all the time as number one, study what works is number two, and number three is to learn marketing. So copy written in a vacuum it's not very worthwhile. Like even the best copywriters in the world, without all of the context of marketing actually getting their message out, that copy is not worth very much. Versus a great marketer can oftentimes get much better results with okay copy, just because they understand all the different moving pieces behind marketing that works. So the three major pillars of marketing are traffic, conversion, and economics. And let's work backwards there. So economics, primarily, what you need to learn about as a copywriter is the type of offers that work in a marketplace. So what type of offers do people put out in exchange for somebody to join a free prospect list, right? So what do people offer in exchange for contact information to follow up with them later? What type of offers do people use to get customers for the first time from cold traffic? What type of offers work for Facebook versus YouTube versus partner email sends versus whatever? Like what type of offers work in this market versus that market? What can we learn from those things? What type of offers work to get prospects on the phone? What type of offers work to sell high ticket consulting or high ticket service sales? What type of offers work in this product category versus that product category? The more you understand offers and how those contribute to the economics, the more effective you can be as a copywriter in terms of helping your clients structure their offers in ways that are appealing. And the other thing is things like bonuses and guarantees and all of that stuff definitely fit into understanding offers. Next up is conversion. Now, obviously, copywriters study copywriting, right? Copy it's the superficial details of what works to actually convert somebody. So understanding, for example, how to structure a sales message that actually gets people to take action, yeah, that's super valuable as a copywriter and something that you should learn. And there's this whole other layer of what I've called conversion economics. It's campaign and I said conversion economics there. I meant to say conversion architecture. It's what I call conversion architecture, which is campaign structure, funnel structure. It is how do you build campaigns in order to get a result? How do you build funnels in order to get a result? So what does a webinar campaign look like? What does a lead generation campaign look like? What does two-step marketing look like when you're generating leads from offline media to online? What does the different structures of these different marketing campaigns look like? And how are they applied maybe in your business, in your industry, et cetera? And then there's the traffic itself. So you have a good offer and you have a good conversion system, good conversion architecture. What about getting people into that, right? Number one, it's helpful to learn about earned traffic versus controlled traffic versus owned traffic. So earned traffic is like all that free traffic that you can get by putting content out in the marketplace, by being interviewed places, by doing PR, by doing all that stuff where people are just talking about you and they're attracting people. Upside to that is the primary investment is your time and effort. And the downside to that is it can often take a long time to really develop. You can get spikes, but any type of consistent growth in earned traffic tends to happen over an extended period of time. Once it happens, it's awesome. It is a perpetual traffic machine for your business, but it's not a great short-term strategy. A much better short-term strategy is controlled traffic, which is where you pay money to have people sit to you. So things like Facebook advertising, YouTube advertising, Google advertising, all these different advertising platforms that allow you to just pay money to put your ad in front of a specific market. Well, that's great. It's a quick way. Downside is when you stop giving them money, they stop sending you traffic, right? And then there's owned traffic. And ultimately, the goal of all traffic should be to turn it into owned traffic, which is the people who are on your prospect list and your customer list, where you have permission to reach out to them over and over again. And understanding that as you're building that relationship with those people, there's a lot of opportunity in that. And then in the context of these different sources of traffic, it's important to understand that different traffic has different characteristics. So you could take a product category like medical books, right? And that medical book may be focused on alternative medicine versus like conventional Western medicine. It could be focused on a professional medical practitioner versus a member of the general public wanting medical advice or information. There can be all sorts of different people that may be interested in a product that could be defined by a couple of keywords like medical book, right? Or health book. And so what is the characteristics of the individual traffic sources, and how do I as the copywriter need to adapt any kind of messaging that I'm putting out to to match the characteristics of that traffic source? So if you had two businesses, one was, they publish health books and another one published health books, but one of them, this one sold to consumers and this one sold to professionals. Well, of course, the type of messaging that you're going to use is very different. And the same thing applies. Like a YouTube viewer may be different than a Facebook audience member versus a whatever, right? The different contexts of traffic, the different sources of traffic have different characteristics, and essentially you're talking to a different person. Now, what it's all going to come down to in the end is you as a human being are communicating with another human being, and ideally, you're going to be connecting with them based on a conversation that's already going on in their head and connecting that to whatever product or service or offer you have that makes sense for the problem or, you know, the problem or challenge that they face or the outcome that they want to achieve. So going back from the top really quick, number one, write all the time. Number two, study what works. And number three, learn marketing, like learn the different aspects of marketing. And when you are constantly growing in those different areas, you are sharpening the saw, you're becoming a better copywriter. And that applies whether you are new, a novice, just discovering copywriting for the first time, or if you are like, you know, A-list copywriter, but just trying to get a little bit better and a little bit better every day, week, month, year. Now, if you do want to learn more broadly what I consider to be the essential copywriting skills, I have actually put together an entire like free series of videos. It's 13 videos on the essential copywriting skills, and I'll include a link in the description to the essential copywriting skills video series. It is an offer, so I'm going to give you this in exchange for your email address, but there's no obligation or anything like that to get the 13 separate trainings on the essential copywriting skills. What do you think? Did I miss something about how to sharpen your saw as a marketer? Like, did I miss any of the three musts? Or, you know, is there a different must that should be at this list above one of those? Let me know in the comments with this episode or a review. Also, in your comment, let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why, plus any action items, insights, takeaways, etc. that other people might benefit from. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets Mailbox Monday. Remember, if you have a question, you can check the link in the description to submit it to me for an upcoming episode. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value with every single one of these episodes. I hope I've delivered it today, and I will catch you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.